and WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company in Nashville, presenting the Grand Ole Opry. From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 950th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Ray Price.
Now they say that I don't care, hold my head up in the air, even tell my friends I'm glad that you don't call. But when the day is through, my heartache's gone anew, and that's when I miss you most of all. And my arms keep reaching for you, my eyes keep searching for you, my lips keep calling for you, and my shoes keep walking back to you. I pretend I wish I had you back again, for no one else means half as much as you. The day you said goodbye, my world just seemed to die, and I can't forget no matter what I do. And my heart reaching for you, my eyes keep searching for you, my lips keep calling for you, and my shoes keep walking back to you.
Well, thank you, folks, and a great big welcome to you and yours for another Grand Ole Opry.
Featuring tonight, Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, String Bean, the Opry Square Dancers, and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
That's right, Grant, and don't forget our guest. She's the Decca record star who's one of our very favorite country music friends, Patsy Cline. Well, sir, we've had quite a bit of wind blowing down from the east, right through Tennessee, and it blew a good friend of ours right back from New York, where he was making a movie with Zsa Zsa Gabor. Here's Rod Brasfield.
Thank you so much. Howdy, Jimmy.
Howdy, Rod.
Thank you, man, and howdy, Ray. Glad to see you.
Well, glad to see you, Rod.
You know something?
What's that?
I'm telling you the truth, Ray. I found out that I'm just plumb stupid.
Is that right?
Yeah. I asked my gal Susie to marry me again last night.
Yeah.
And you know what she said?
What?
She says, "Have you seen my parents?" I says, "Yeah, but I still want to marry you."
Right. Let me ask you, old buddy, where have you been for the last 3 or 4 weeks?
Come in again, Rod.
What'd you say, Ray?
I say, where have you been for the last 3 or 4 weeks?
Been up there to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, up in the big city up there.
What are you doing?
Making a moving picture.
Is that right?
Yeah, with Ferlin Husky and Farron Young, June Carter, and Miss Zsa Zsa Gabor and all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a mess, I'm telling you. You ought to have been with us, boy.
Oh, I wished I had. Yeah. I bet you had a good time.
You know, I had trouble getting out of there, though, this morning when I started down here.
Yeah?
I went up to this policeman. He was standing on the corner of Fifth Avenue there.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, "Could you tell me how to get to the bus station? I want to go to Nashville, to the Grand Ole Opry."
Yeah.
He says, "Well, I'll just tell you the truth. I don't remember how you get there from here." I said, "Well, could you tell me how to get to the train depot then? I've got to get to Nashville."
Yeah.
He scratched his head. He says, "Well, I just don't remember." I says, "Well, how about the airplanes? Could I catch an airplane out of LaGuardia Field or something? I've got to get to Nashville." He says, "I just can't tell you." I says, well, how in the world did a man like you in a big city like New York here get to be a policeman and be so dumb? He says, don't get smart with me, boy. If I could just remember where the police station is, I'd lock you up.
Tell me. Right? Did you take Yank Sap and Uncle Sap with you?
Oh, no, no, no. Uncle Sap and Yank Sap, they still run the Snip-Snap Bites, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, just before I went up to New York, I was working for him in the Snip-Snap Bite.
Yeah?
And he just wanted to pay me $10 a week.
$10 a week?
I told him, I says, no, I ain't going to work that cheap. I want 15. He says, that's the trouble with you young folks today. He says, you want to get rich quick. He says, do you know what I was getting when I married your Aunt Sap here? I says, no, and I'll bet you didn't either. Made him, then I was working at the cafe, and he says to me, he said, now, you take care of the business, and I will go over across the street and get something good to eat.
Yeah. I hope he ain't listening in tonight. Yeah.
He said to me, he said, Rod, you take care of the business now, and I'll be back in a little while. So I was standing there, and this here traveling salesman walked in.
Yeah.
And he walked up there, and he says, give me 2 scrambled eggs. So there was some eggs left from some eggnog that they had in a little party the night before laying there, you know,
yeah,
in the bowl.
Yeah.
Throwed them in a skillet, fried them up. Give them to him. He took 2 bites of them, jumped up and hollered, woo! What a him!
Yes, sir. Thank you, Rod. Thanks a whole lot. And stay close by, because here comes a pretty girlfriend of yours, mine, and the entire Grand Ole Opry. Let's have a real Opry welcome for Ms. Patsy Cline. You right here, I'm telling you.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Well, you know, we're always glad to have you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry, and before any more time gets away from us, I want to ask a favor.
Well, you just name it.
Walking After Midnight.
It's a date, boy.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the starlight, just like you. For miles along the highway, well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. Lonesome as I can be, I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just hoping you may be somewhere a-walking after midnight, searching for me.
Christmas shopping.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, I ain't. Oh, I'm going to give all the girls I know a fine, brand new picture of me, and all the fellers on my list are getting Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, Rod, I don't know how right you did by the ladies, but you sure did the fellers a good turn.
because the tin of PA is bright red and cheery, like Christmas itself. And the fine tobacco inside has the taste and comfort that gives a fella real smoking joy every time he lights up. I'd say Prince Albert is the perfect Christmas gift for a pipe smoker.
And for a making man.
Right. Pipe smokers and making men all enjoy the rich, natural taste of Prince Albert. Enjoy the way PA's crimp cut packs firm and neat, smokes long and cool. Well, by golly, if you want to spread some joy this Christmas, some real Christmas joy and smoking joy, give the National Joy Smoke Prince Albert.
So looky here, here's my good buddy Tommy Jackson doing some fancy fiddling for the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers. So let's join them and everybody dance.
As all of you who have been friends of the Grand Ole Opry for a good while know, we always try to include a sacred song in an opera show. We believe they have a place, no matter how much picking and singing and fun we might have. So we hope you like the one we've picked for you tonight, a song called In the Garden.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God is closing, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, no other has ever. And he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
Thank you, folks. Right now, here's my good buddy, Chet Atkins, just having himself a big time on an old country favorite called Aunt Dinah's Quilting Party. Chet Atkins! Thank you.
Mighty fine, Chet, thank you. Coming up right now is our best grand old opera gal friend. There's no finer. Only one trouble with this gal. She can talk rings around any one of us. In fact, the only time I get to talk is when she's not on the stage or is out chasing a fella. So how about a big welcome for Cousin Minnie Pearl?
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, it's Christmas time, and that's the time for me, because that's the time for love. It is. Sure enough, this is the time when you love your fellow men. Come to think of it, I love my fellow men all the time, though, but I especially do at Christmas time. Well, sir, we've been having a whole lot of fellers going hunting up there around Grinder Switch. Brother and Uncle Nabob and Seth Jones and Lim Tuckett, all of them, they've been going hunting. There's been so much shooting and banging around up there in the woods, it ain't safe to go in around up there. Why, it is awful. Lim Tuckett, he got shot, and Hodge Weatherby, he got shot, and Uncle Nabob, he got half shot. Brother killed a squirrel, and Seth Jones killed a rabbit, and Uncle Nabob killed a quart. Well, but Brother's got him a job. Now we're awful proud of him for the Christmas season. He's got him a job cutting Christmas trees and taking them around selling them to folks. He has to hurry now because he says he's only got 10 more chopping days for Christmas. But he was worrying about what he was going to give Mammy. Brother always wants to be sweet to Mammy around Christmas time special. And he said he wanted to get Mammy something that'd make things easier for her. Last time I heard of it, he was going to give her a can of grease for her wheelbarrow. Yes, it would. But I've always wanted to give Brother something that's special that he ain't never had before. I was telling Uncle Nabob just today, I said, I wish I could give Brother something he ain't never had before. Uncle Nabob says, why don't you give him a steady job? But talking about Christmas shopping today, oh, today I went down to one of these big new department stores here, and I was going to buy a Christmas present for my feller, Hezzy, and there was a girl behind the counter was waiting on me, and I says to her, I says, I'd like to get a Christmas gift for my financee, and she says, well, how long has he been a-going with you? And I said, oh, about 15 years, I reckon. She says, well, that oughtn't to be hard for you to buy. She says, if he likes you, he'll like anything. Easy to please. Oh, Lord. Well, I just hope one thing. I hope the same thing don't happen this year that did last year. I never have been so put out in my life. Oh, it just embarrassed and mortified me more than anything. Grandpappy Bustrom, bless his old heart, he went over to see Orson Tugwell and them 15 or 20 young'uns they've got over there. And you know what? Poor old Grandpappy Bustrom got his whiskers caught in the electric train. Oh, that is bad. And you know them ornery little young'uns? They wouldn't turn that electric train off. They like the way Grandpappy's nose kept picking up the mailbag all the time. Bye now. See you next time. Say, Ray, don't you tell nobody now, but I've decided to pin a big wool sock on our mantle for Hezzy this Christmas.
Well, I won't tell a soul, Minnie. What are you putting in it?
A brand new pipe.
And?
And a big pound tin of wonderful Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
The finest way in the world to start a new pipe.
And to keep enjoying that pipe.
This Christmas, give Prince Albert. Pipe smoker or making man, a fella gets all the smoking comfort and rich natural tobacco taste he could ever ask for from Prince Albert. He'll find PA is always fresh, always cool smoking, always crimp cut to pack firm to smoke long and cool and lazy. Yes, sir, when it comes time for you to play Santa Claus, play it good. Give the national joy smoke, Prince Albert.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now what do you say to another singing visit from our Decca record guest star, Miss Patsy Cline?
Oh, yeah.
Patsy?
Got another request?
You pick it, honey. Anything and everything you sing is great by me.
Well, thanks, Ray. In that case, we'll do my latest on Decca. I don't wanna.
Let's hear it.
Don't wanna walk unless I'm walking with you. Don't wanna talk unless I'm talking to you. Don't wanna be lonesome. Don't wanna be blue, baby. That's how much I love you. Don't wanna cry unless I'm crying for you. Don't wanna sigh unless I'm sighing for you. Don't wanna be found with somebody new, baby. That's how much I love you. Well, I built my whole world around you. Darling, don't ever break my heart. Well, I'm so glad that I found you. And in my life, you'll always play a part. Don't wanna live unless I'm living for you. Don't wanna give unless I'm giving to you. Don't wanna be found with somebody new, baby, that's how much I love you.
Guest star Patsy Cline, and it's always great to have you with us, Patsy. By the way, stay real close now, because here's the singing sensation, the malevolent balladeer, the versatile vocalist, the one, the only. In fact, how could there be another String Bean?
Well, I'm going down the country, gonna have a little fun. I've got a nickel in my pocket, by some chewing gum. When she see me coming, that little old gal of mine, run right out to meet me, you'll see what I've been buying. So sing a song, folk song, and always keep the style. If you're in love with a pretty little gal, you went about a mile. Oh, way down in the country, there's an old Kentucky moon. An old sweetheart waiting, I'm going to see her soon. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Well, honey, father, honey, bees, and honeysuckle vine. Oh, I wish that I could see a little old gal of mine. Up and down the valley with a banjo in my hand. Smiling at them pretty little gal, or kiss me if I can. She'll sing a song, folk song, oh, and all keep in style. If you're in love with a pretty little gal, it went about a mile. Oh, wait down in the country, by the old
Yes, sir. Thank you, String. Say, I'd better do a little something here myself, or I'm going to get fired for having too much fun. Here's one of our Columbia records we hope you like. We hope you remember it. Now you're not mine. Where's the arms that reach to hold somebody new? Far
my yearning heart keeps saying you're not mine. I trouble mine no soon to another, you'll be well. And that's why I'm lonely all the time. Treasure dreams I had for you and me, and take all the love I thought was mine. Someday my crazy arms may hold somebody new, but now I'm so lonely all the time. For my yearning heart keeps saying you're not mine. I trouble my most soon to another you'll be with. And that's why I'm lonely all the time.
Well, sir, there's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle again, but this time Tommy's reminding us we have to go. Hope you enjoyed your visit to the Grand Ole Opry, and you'll be on hand next week when we come calling for you in the old buckboard. Up in the driver's seat will be Marty Robbins with his guest star, pretty little Miss Brenda Lee. Till then, this is Ray Price saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Love it.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Today, more people smoke and enjoy Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.